Congressman Tim Walberg. Tim knew he was going to be on the show, so he figured he'd spearhead efforts to have the year's first major legislation taken care of so we'd have something to talk about.
Well, I wish that was the case with 27 jobs bills that still sit over in the Senate waiting for Harry Reid to wake up. And that's a problem, Tony, that we have a do-nothing Senate led by Harry Reid that, I don't know, in collusion with the president, wants to keep us doing two-week fixes, bailouts, continuing resolutions, and really not get down to the issue of what's destroying this economy, and that's too much spending, too large taxes, and too much disincentive through regulatory issues on our businesses.
All right, well, let's talk about what you have accomplished. It's news that's breaking all over the media. You got to feel good about that.
Well, you know, I don't know yet. We haven't seen the bill. We talked about it last night for the first time at 6 o'clock in a Republican conference that there was a tentative agreement. It had not been signed yet as of last night by the conferees, but there was a tacit agreement that they would sign it. There were some good points in it. The fact that the doc fix was carried on for a year, not just 2 months, so Medicare patients could receive payment for the services doctors give, or the doctors receive the payments that the Medicare recipients receive. We saw things in there as the a 10-month payroll tax holiday continued and yet paid for. Remember, we're dipping into the Social Security Trust Fund to do that by saying you don't have to pay into it. And so that has to be cared for very carefully. Unemployment insurance was put in place for a continued extension, but reduced from the 99 weeks down to 63 weeks with pay fors in that as well to take care of businesses because, frankly, they're put on the spot. There are a number of things. Plus, we had a provision that we were requesting very strongly in the one-year fix we pushed forward in December, and that's drug testing allowed for unemployment recipients to make sure that while they're on unemployment, they're not doing things that make it more difficult to get a job when they finally have the opportunity to apply for a job, take a drug test, and fail. We don't want that to happen. And so a number of things were put in place that look good. However, this still has a cost, and a cost to our economy going forward. And I think that's what the American people are saying. This federal Congress has to get its budget in line. We've got to stop spending more than we have. And we'll see what the president offered in the budget yesterday. That, thankfully, I think is even on dead on arrival in his Senate control, Democrat controlled Senate. It's just abusive spending that puts our grandkids in peril for their own economic existence.
Well, Congressman, you sound frustrated. First of all, it's somewhat surprising because reports that this is almost a done deal, yet you and I would imagine a lot of other congressmen haven't seen it yet. But it also sounds like you're not happy with this type of deal.
No, I don't see how you can be happy. If the only way you can be happy is if you're just in it for the politics, get this thing off the shelf and done and out of the way, kick the can down the road to some degree and live to fight another day. That's the only way you can be happy. You can't be happy about the continued frustration of our economy by too much spending in government, by giving relief because the economy's not going and growing. I mean, we hear reports today, Tony, you hear it all the time from the national news media about the strength of our economy. It's really a bouncing back. Will you tell that to my constituents in, say, Lenawee County that are still at 12% unemployment? That's not a good economy for them. And we're not doing the right things by restructuring government so it's downsized and we increase the private sector opportunity for growth and we have businesses that can plan. They have some certainty and they're not always wondering what it's going to be and what this Obamacare bill will do to them. What it means to have restrictions on just moving forward because of excessive regulatory burdens that are ramping up, and a head of OSHA that says we are moving to a process called regulation by shaming. Now, that's not the way to produce an economy. So, no, I probably sound a little bit negative, because frankly, I'm here to push back against anything that moves the direction forward for large government, keeping unnecessary spending going. And I'm going to have to look at this bill, as well as a highway bill that's coming up, and say, is the spending that's in there, is the tax relief, so-called tax relief, which is just simply putting off till another day, Social Security Trust Fund. Is it enough to move this forward, to give my assent to it for the people, the hardworking taxpayers that are floundering back in the 7th District? And I think that's my responsibility, not just be a cheerleader.
Well, when you spoke of President Barack Obama's proposed budget, that budget had a huge cut in MSU's FRIB construction. A lot of people are concerned about that $22 million that has been cut from the original $55 million. What are you doing to try and get that money back?
Well, we're looking at it. But that's where it goes to priorities. This is something, Tony, that I fought for since I was in the state legislature back in the 90s to make sure that MSU, a premier institution doing research and capabilities with nuclear research, that would have the opportunity for this superconductor, supercollider, as we called it way back then. They have done amazing work out there. I took a tour of it just a couple months ago, and it's like seeing something that you knew was going to be born actually coming to a birth, a potential. What that can produce is amazing, and yet we go at a time when everyone else around the world of major significance is wrapping up their nuclear technology, the capabilities of using it for peace as well as wartime efforts, and in this case, it's for peace efforts, and now we're going to push it back. My concern is that we're going to give funding to an entity that has its facilities overseas as opposed to what we have right here in our back door in East Lansing, Michigan. So we're looking into that and talking with our leadership on how we can address this in moving forward. I'm glad that Dave Camp is on Ways and Means as our chairman. So we do have a very interested, warm ear that will listen to our concerns.
Wanted to also get your take. I know it's not your district, but a lot of folks are concerned about another downgrade for the Palisades Nuclear Power Plant. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission said that the problems do not pose an immediate safety threat, but it's got us a little nervous. What do you know about that?
I don't know anything to speak of that other than what we've read in the media. I guess my concern, Tony, goes to the point that as the Nuclear Regulatory Commission is hopefully doing the job they're supposed to do in making sure that we have safe and secure nuclear power and facilities to produce that, but we also have a reality about giving opportunity for more nuclear power systems to be developed and implemented and grown in our country, because we need that. If the Palisades, since it's an old facility, if it is getting to the end of its usable experience, why aren't we moving forward aggressively with replacement opportunities? And that would be my concern. I think we'll do the right regulation. I think we've seen that in this country. We've never had, even in Three Mile Island, it wasn't anything but a media problem back at that point in time. No damage took place. Regulations ultimately worked. Safeguards ultimately worked. But let's move forward and make sure that we have necessary power energy sources, including the nuclear energy sources for the future.
All right, final question for you. You have endorsed Mitt Romney for president. He is behind in the early polling here, and he's going to have to tell people in the state of Michigan why he wasn't for the auto bailout. What do you think about that?
Well, that's something he'll have to address, and address very clearly. I think our governor made a wonderful statement in House Education Workforce Committee. I was pleased to introduce him to my committee members 2 weeks ago. And when asked that question about the bailout of the auto industry, Governor, you have to be pretty proud of that that's taken place. And his response was basically this: anything that goes toward our auto industry and creates opportunity for it, I'm happy. And I'm glad to see that there's a turnaround taking place. Now, some people would say there was another way of doing it that would have been even better, knowing that a bankruptcy would take place one way or another. It could have been a private bankruptcy as well. But that's the past. I don't live in the past. I live in the present and future. We're moving forward. I think that's a great answer that our governor gave, and maybe Mitt Romney needs to say the same thing at this point in time. There were differences of opinions there. But bottom line is, I'm glad that GM is expanding. It has market share again, leading the world. I'm glad that Chrysler, that has a proving grounds in my district, is moving forward. I'm glad that the Delta Township plant up near Lansing in my district is still the most efficient the newest, most capable plant for GM and is producing great cars.
All right, Congressman, we appreciate that you take the time to meet with us. Next time you're in the area, please come by. You've got an open invitation to sit in studio with us.
You know, I really look forward to that, and we'll try to make that happen, but appreciate the opportunity at least to sound off for the people that care.
Congressman Tim Walberg, thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.